What is going on, everybody? I am Black Sheep. I am different, and but so are you. Excuse the mix up and everything. I am just trying to make a podcast here, and if you don't like it, it's okay. It's just the begin my first time. So here is the title of my podcast: Black Sheep Talks Game of Thrones Bullshit. Now, and if you haven't heard just now, this is going to have some risque subject matter and some risque language. So, don't share this with your kids, and do not share this with your parents if you're a kid. Now, Game of Thrones. Game of Thrones is one of my most favorite shows of all time. Now, many people would say it was their favorite show, but in reality, I understand why they're saying it, and I do understand how they feel, but the point of the matter is, I still love it. It's still my all-time favorite fucking show. I mean, it's a show that basically blew every other show out of the water. I mean, that is pretty much really hard to say these days, since these days shows are usually coming and going. Shows are pretty much sucking. They don't have any really good plots. They don't have interesting characters, and even the adaptations are sucky. I mean, case in point, you know, the CW shows, they have interesting characters, but they become boring and really, really fucking annoying. I mean, and then sooner or later, you have pretty much fans wanting their own shit in their show, in the show. And the fact of the matter is, there is one thing fans should know, is that when you're watching art, it's not your art, it's their art. And I'm saying all this because, in all reality, Game of Thrones is pretty much somebody else's art. I mean, you can argue it's George R. R. Martin's art. And you can argue that it's the writer's art, D.B. West and whatever Benioff. I wish I could remember their names, but I don't have time to look it up. Now, pardon me for trailing off a bit, it's pretty much their art. It's both their art, in a way, because it's George R. R. Martin's art because he wrote the books, and even though he's never going to finish them, in all honesty, it's the writer's art. And the thing is, I really admire these guys because they have stuck to their guns throughout this final season. Like, they don't care at all what fans say or like. I mean, it's their art, and they wanted to make the show forever. I mean, and even though it took them 2 years and they could have made it a little better, but you got to understand that fans usually don't like to wait, and in a way, they gave what the fans wanted. And so, in a way, in this instance, since the so-called final season is pretty much has no satisfaction value, it's better to just count your losses and move on. To both parties, the writers and the fans. And the writers, it looks like they're going to move on, and they're just going to count the losses and just say, you know what, we made a good show, we actually lasted for good, and we had a great run, and so let's just move on to the next project. Fans, they're not doing as much. Which comes to the second thing that I'm going to talk about on this show, called the overreaction bullshit. Now, overreaction. Overreaction is serious these days. In this day and age, people are overreacting way too much. And which comes to basically what I like to call expectations, trying to be satisfied by fantasy expectations. And how do I explain it? Well, people these days seem to think everything has to go their way. Everything has to be what they want, and which is their fantasy. And when it doesn't happen, they overreact and either cause a riot, or not a little riot, but like a internet riot, so to speak. They like to add in. They like not add in. They like to, fill comment sections, fill in their own way of saying this is bullshit. And the thing is, they're doing the same thing. They're speaking bullshit. And on the end, everyone, it doesn't matter. I mean, it's admirable. You want people to know your opinion. But if you act so bad, if you act very angry at the fact that no one agrees with you or the fact that no one gets your point, then just count your losses and move on. And here's another thing that's really bullshit about this whole overreaction thing. Game of Thrones is now being given a petition to fan. Scratch that. Fans are making a petition, an online petition, to for the writers or the creators or what the fuck ever, to basically rewrite the final episode, but with quote unquote more competent writers. Now, there are three levels of bullshit in this overreaction and this and in this petition. The first point, a petition is mainly supposed to be used for a good cause. This isn't a good cause. It's just a show. I mean, if a sh writing a show if wanting a show to end the way you want it to end is enough to make a petition, then you're pretty much wasting your time and everybody else's time. Because no one's gonna always get what they want, like the Rolling Stones said. And the thing is, that's another thing about the fantasy thing. You're not gonna get what you want. That's the bottom line. That's the point you have got to fucking get. And like I said before, I understand people's frustration with the show. And I mean, they love this show, and they get disappointed, and it's understandable. But if you don't like the show, then count your losses and move on. I mean, I've been disappointed by other shows in the past, like Westworld, and I'll get into that another time. And then there's like certain animes or anime adaptations that ended horribly, and you do feel empty at first, and you wish they could do something better, but in all reality, it's already said and done, and nothing you say or do is going to change that. And now to the second point of the bullshit petition, which I already explained. It doesn't matter. It's just, if you don't, it doesn't matter. It really doesn't fucking matter. And I'm getting off topic here, so I'm just going to skip the third point. The main point of the entire thing is to just get over it. Get over your disappointment and just move on. I mean, and another point is it's art. It's their art. And if you don't like their art, then you know better than they are. You know better than a kid on a beach that makes a sandcastle his own sandcastle, and you're the asshole that comes in and says, "Oh, this could be more, and this could be it." That is the kid's own fucking sandcastle, and it's the way he likes it. So, in all honesty, you guys are be people are pretty much being the assholes, and what I mean people is pretty much the people that claim they know better how to write a show, but they don't. I mean, writing is not easy. I'm a writer myself, and it's not fucking easy. And so, case in point, I'll stop this rant just to say it's not your art, it's not your sandcastle, it's just get over it and move on to the next show. And now I'm pretty much gonna get to my final point, since pretty much I don't want to put in fillers here, and I don't want to end up like, and I do not want to end this first episode like Naruto or anything else. I'm just, all I have to, my final point is, I mean, it's not the end. It is not fully the end of nostalgia or the end of good shows. And the thing is, in all honesty, Game of Thrones has pretty much taught us that HBO is not good at making shows. I mean, just see that. HBO sucks at making shows. I mean, they have good production value. They usually have good many episodes, but they're really terrible at executing certain points and executing certain plots. And in all honesty, if you didn't like Game of Thrones, that's your thing. I still love it, but just don't watch an HBO show. You're going to get disappointed no matter what. I mean, HBO is basically the Hollywood today in TV shows. Since Hollywood cannot get their heads out of their asses and come up with good shit, HBO is never pretty much not going to come out with good shit. So in all honesty, just stay away from HBO if you don't want to get disappointed again. Don't make a lot of bullshit to cause more bullshit. Because in all honesty, that you'll be no better than the woman from Misery. And if you never read or watched Misery, it's pretty much what whiners of Game of Thrones are being right now. You know, a famous writer is pretty much being forced against his will and threatened by in life to rewrite a book he wrote just because his crazy fan is very disappointed in the book. So, in all honesty, don't end up like this woman. Don't calm the fuck down. Just stay away from HBO and get a life. In all honesty, just move on. And now, I would like to thank everyone listening. And I really hope to make more episodes. I'm going to make an episode every day. And if you like it, just give me a like. And if you don't like it, I will gladly read some comments. And hopefully this will go good. And if not, like I keep saying, just move on. Thank you. I am Black Sheep. I am different, but so are you.